Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. At this time every Thursday, we get a preview of what's in the Gulf Breeze newspaper, which comes out later today. Lisa Newell is the publisher. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. We have a very big story about Midway Fire Department. There was a standing room only crowd. In fact, there were people sitting on the floor, lots of people who came out in the dread of the hurricane the other night on the 11th. To talk about this new proposed rate that Midway Fire is going to assess for their fire fees, which is a departure from how they used to do it, with which was collecting ad valorem, or based on the rate or the value of your home. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to go to a square footage method. This method is going to make it impossible for some people because it's going to eliminate the exemptions for people who are 100% disabled or that meet certain categories. And I think a lot of people also didn't realize that they were going to be charged not only on the square footage of their livable area, but on even their outbuildings, their pool enclosures, their pole barns. All of that is going to now be considered a structure and it's going to be factored in.
You know, one of the things that
a lot of people are upset
we're,
about
we're actually going to have Representative Andrade on tomorrow morning at 6:35 to talk about a lot of the, because, you know, all of the different fire services raise their money in all different kinds of ways. Do I understand correctly that Midway was charging 2.5 mils just for fire service? Do I have that right?
Before, they were charging, I think, the maximum that they were allowed to charge.
The whole county only charges 6 mils. Like, it's just an amazingly high rate for a fire service
well,
to be charging.
Well, they were collecting $8.8 million per year.
Wow.
And now, under the new plan, they're going to be taking a hit, which will be still about $7.3 million. But most of the other fire departments around this area do not charge that or do not collect that much.
Right. That seems like a really high number. Okay. So your story is all about that. Very good. Big meeting. Also about the wastewater treatment plant expansion?
Yes, finally. This is happening because the city has been under the gun trying to get this thing done. They were told. I think a lot of it stemmed from that 2014 flood. All that water went through the wastewater treatment facility. So it looked like there was a lot more capacity, that they were nearing capacity, but there has been a lot of new growth in the area. So that did facilitate, they had to get it done. They were given a deadline. But they also got some extensions because of the pandemic and the way the prices went up. So finally, they're starting now to expand that wastewater treatment facility.
And you've also got a story. This, I had kind of heard this, but somebody's shooting pigeons in the city of Gulf Breeze?
Yes, they have found several pigeons who have been attacked with blow darts. Several of them have died, and some of them have been taken to the wildlife rescue. They're trying to figure out who's doing it, because why in the world would someone attack these pigeons? All of this has happened underneath the area that was created when they built the new bridge.
Oh, okay, where you couldn't go before, yeah. But now you can go under, okay.
Yes, so they're trying to find out who's doing it and also trying to stop it. So it's kind of disconcerting. Why would someone kill wildlife like that?
Wow, what a bizarre story. Do you know how many have been hit with these blow darts yet?
I would say at least 9.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, several of them have died. I'm not sure exactly what the count is.
I don't know if you ever saw the ping pong satire movie Balls of Fury, but you know.
Yes, I did.
All great. Blow dart, yeah? Super.
I mean, good Lord, I can't even imagine what somebody's, and, you know, obviously they're looking into it, but man, 9 times? Just such a,
yes.
What is it? Just such a bizarre thing. Santa Rosa schools are safe, right?
Well, that's according to Daniel Hahn, who is in charge of the safety there. And he said that most of the schools do have, of course, resource officers and guardians, and that they do have a lockdown system. So he did report on that you should be happy that your kids are in Santa Rosa school system, because they do have additional, or they enacted measures before it was required.
Which is good. I mean, you know, before you have to comply with a mandate, it's good to put the stuff in early. And, you know, we've been dealing recently with threats against schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And what I keep reminding people is, yes, and have anybody actually, you know, has anybody actually been harmed? The answer is no. And so keep in mind that just because you hear about something on social media doesn't mean that the schools are not safe, which they really, really are. Volleyball's doing well, right, for Gulf Breeze High?
Number one, of course, our beach volleyball was number one in the nation.
Right.
And now our regular volleyball is number one in the nation. So we're very proud of them.
Do the same players play on both teams? I just don't know the fact. I mean, I know when I played volleyball, we played beach stuff too, but I just don't know if the players cross over or not.
I think they do, but I'm not.
Okay.
Tell you how many.
I will tell you this. If you can play sand volleyball, you can probably play indoors because you jump higher because you have to jump so hard on sand. It's so much more challenging. You got stories about the weekend food program for the kids, restaurant review for Taco Mama, the Russian shipwreck. Tonight there's a talk about this, right? I didn't even know there was one in the bay. Is that right?
The Russian freighter, yes. And they're going to tell you the history of that at the Gulf Breeze Historical Society tonight. They meet at the community center at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in local history, it's a great opportunity to go and check them out.
Sounds really, and like I said, I mean, I've been here 10 years and there's still things like that. And I think I should know that. I didn't know that. That's really interesting to me. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, and she gives us a little preview of what's in the paper on Thursday morning. Thank you for the time and thanks for keeping us informed, Lisa. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. I'll see you. Hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. John, as our traffic on the fives, John?
Well, still dealing with that not an accident, but the backup on I-10 eastbound, stretching all the way back to 9 Mile, the entrance to I-10 there. So just major backup, 20, 30-minute delay there. Also seeing backups on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola right there at the Scenic Highway light. Just seeing some major delays there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, and I just got a note in here from a listener that's kind of a traffic-related note, is that the work to make Tibet Drive, that's that connector road in front of the golf course behind the brand-new apartment buildings that have gone up there in Tiger Point, is that work has actually begun now. And he says that they have road closed signs are set up and you cannot cut through it until it's been finished. So if you were intending to use it, beware that that's not available, at least according to a listener. Somebody who's usually pretty reliable. Hey, if you need to get your car serviced, especially if you have an import, you might have paid extra to get that Mercedes, that Porsche, that Jaguar, that Lexus, and you might think, therefore, you've got to go to the dealership to get it worked on. You don't. Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on these cars all the time here on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from the Walmart. They work on domestics, they work on imports, they work on diesel engines, of course. I mean, it's a little different, but you don't have to take that truck to the dealership. You can take it to Bobby Likas, or if it's, you know, like a BMW or a Mercedes diesel, you can take it to them, no worries. Or just regular old gas engines, yeah, they work on those too. The idea is preventative maintenance. Like, they want to see you routinely or for the small things so that they can be sure to avoid the big things that are inconvenient and very expensive when, you know, things go wrong. That's the idea of preventative scheduled maintenance. And it's a philosophy that's kind of embodied in their website name, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Also, they do fleet service. So if you oversee a group of vehicles, they work with GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise Fleet Management, or your company if you have more than one vehicle that you need to, you know, oversee the maintenance of. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from the Walmart.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Join Jim's Firearms for a 10th anniversary celebration on September 20th and 21st. They're partnering with local favorites like Badass Coffee, Key Nutrition, and more for an unforgettable event. Indulge in delicious food from La Casita Food Truck and 850 Barbecue. But that's not all. They're having numerous firearm raffles with all proceeds benefiting Save Underdogs Rescue. Stop by Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, September 20th and 21st, to celebrate a decade of community support. Online at jimsfirearms.net. Join the International Paper Foundation on the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10. Communications Manager Whitney Fike will be here to talk about the 2024 International Paper Foundation grants. $57,000 will be given out to area nonprofits. They will also discuss their signature causes and recent community involvement activities. That's Monday at 10 with International Paper and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You got it?
If I had a perfect day, I would have it start this way. Open up the fridge and have a tall boy.
Yeah.
Then I'd meet up with my friends.
Oh, man. Oh, come on. Let's go. Go ahead. Hear it. A21 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. What was I telling you earlier? I was telling you that... Offspring is the band that doesn't get the credit, even though they're the far better version of the Green Day.
That's right.
At least in my opinion. Oh, I have bad news. Oh. It looks like the Americans have lost. Yeah. Luna Rossa, Prada, Pirelli team, the Italians that we were racing against. Remember how they were up 4-0 and we had come back and won 3 in a row, and so we only had to win 2 more to get to 5. It's a best of 9 series. Looks like they won round 8, and that's it for American Magic. Bummer. Oh, you start to get excited, too. You start to think that, man, a huge comeback could be in the offing. Oh, well. 822 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is in jail in New York still this morning after a second judge ordered him to remain in jail with no bail. Combs' lawyers said the conditions of the Brooklyn jail where he's being held are, they said, horrific. Proposed to be released on $50 million bond and be monitored on house arrest. That denied yesterday. European astronomers say the Starlink satellites are blocking their view of the universe. Researchers telling BBC News that apparently radio waves from all the orbiting satellites are blinding radio telescopes and hindering astronomical research. And Dolly Parton says she does not believe that Beyonce is being snubbed by the CMA Awards. The Country Music Association announced its nominations earlier this month. Beyonce's hit country album was not nominated. Dolly Parton said that Beyonce made a wonderful album, but the CMA can't leave out country artists that spend their whole life.
Okay. In their pursuit. I'm definitely not going to be the guy to stand up in public and argue with Dolly. You just don't argue with Dolly, right? So, David, thanks so much for the update. 824. One last pass at this National Association of Black Journalists sit-down interview. 3 people talking with Kamala Harris. And apparently Trump is going to do the same thing. They said that it's the first time in 24 years that both candidates of both parties are going to talk with them. And so, good. I look forward to that. And they did live. By the way, Politico did live fact-checking during the interview, and they got the stuff that I thought she lied about correct. They corrected her on it, although it wasn't in the interview. It was on the side, and so you had to be paying attention to that. But, you know, at least they did provide that service. And it was consistent, unlike ABC. Anyway, massively unlike ABC. But the question, the thing that I noticed particularly that frustrated me is how she would not answer questions and would avoid answering the question by reverting to a talking point repeatedly, particularly on the subject of abortion, where I thought she was asked. Eugene Daniels really did a good job of asking a pointed question and then asking the question again when she wouldn't answer and forcing her to avoid the answer again. I'll share that with you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that, with the blockage, not road blockage, but backup that's happening on I-10 eastbound all the way back to 9 Mile Road exit. If you're still trying to get on there, you expect a major delay as it's backed up way past the Highway 29 construction zone. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Kamala Harris from the National Association of Black Journalists the other day, asking the question about what she wants to do regarding abortion as president, if she becomes it.
Vice President, we want to move to the topic of reproductive access, something that you have worked and leading on both for the administration, Democrats, and now the top of the ticket. You've said that as president, you would want to codify Roe. If it came to your desk, you would sign a bill that did that. Roe protected access until fetal viability, which it also says is, quote, at about 7 months, but it may occur earlier, even at 24 weeks. So do you similarly support also codifying Roe's restrictions, which allowed states to ban abortion in the third trimester of pregnancy unless necessary to save the mother's life?
We need to put the protections of Roe v. Wade back into law. And when that bill gets passed by Congress, I will proudly sign it into law.
So it sounds like an answer, but she's not exactly answering the specific question. She's avoiding the question. What Roe v. Wade allowed in the third trimester, especially after fetal viability, was that states could restrict abortion access. They could only do it for very specific health justifications in the second trimester, but they could do it for, you know, philosophical reasons, basically, in the third trimester. And so if you sign Roe versus Wade into a legal framework, then what you're saying is that states can prohibit abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month. That's what he's asking. Do you agree with that? And her answer is to not exactly answer, because she doesn't want to say that she believes states should be allowed to restrict abortion access in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month.
An approach that doesn't take into account that most people, I think, agree you don't have to abandon your faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body. If she chooses, she will talk with her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her imam, but it should not be the government or Donald Trump telling her what to do about her own body and her life.
Well, you can say that people can keep their religious viewpoints and also agree with you about leaving women alone to do things to their own bodies, but of course that presupposes that there's not a second body, and it presupposes that people's religiously motivated beliefs about the immorality of abortion are not predicated on the belief that there is a second person already there present, or that maybe reproduction is the kind of thing that we shouldn't be deliberately terminating for any but the most high of reasons, like protecting the life of the mother. But I digress. Back to the point of Eugene Daniels doing a very good job of pressing her, answer the question I'm asking, what about should states be allowed, which they were under Roe, to restrict abortion access in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month?
So that's where I stand. We need to put back in place the protection of Roe v. Wade and put that into law.
And those restrictions that are also in.
We need to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade. And
look, man, I have memorized this sentence, okay? I have memorized this sentence, and I am not going to say anything but the sentence that I have memorized, because this is the sentence that I know.
We need to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade and let an individual, in consultation with her doctor, make the decision based on what she can determine, because she's smart enough to know what's in her best interest, instead of having her government tell her what to do, especially a bunch of people in these state capitals who think they're in a better position to tell her what to do than she is to know what's in her best interest.
When explanations fail, just talk more stridently. Get more confident. Bluster sells. You know, there's, I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. There's this wonderful, somewhat older novel called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Pirsig. And one of my favorite parts in that book is he says that basically nobody jumps up and down yelling and screaming that the sun is going to rise tomorrow, because everybody knows. And why would you have to jump up and down raising your voice if somebody were to deny it? You would just say, well, they're wrong. So when people get louder and louder about something, it's usually evidence of uncertainty rather than certainty. So just kind of maybe keep that in mind for a future reference. One last thing. Oh, I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to do it. Maybe I'll get in at the end of the segment, end of the hour. She basically made a comment about how they people have been criticizing her for her laughter, and her response was,
"What's in her best interest instead of having her government tell her?"
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong one. Here, this is the one.
Well, sometimes I think, and I'll say to whoever the young people are who are watching this, there are some times when your adversaries will try and turn your strength into a weakness. Don't you let them. Don't you let them.
I actually agree about that. Stop criticizing somebody for how they laugh too much.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris overtakes former President Trump in the new Fox News poll, 50-48, and tied in Pennsylvania, a state that could make the difference.
A third of Harris supporters say their main reason is opposition to former President Trump. Just under a quarter of his supporters say opposition to Harris is the main reason they support him. Vice President Harris is favored by 9 points on the question of who will help the middle class more. The economy is still the top voter concern, though, and former President Trump is favored there by 5 points.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, an Israeli man's arrested, accused of being recruited by Iran to assassinate leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The Shin Bet intelligence agency says the person they've arrested is a businessman with connections in Turkey who traveled to Iran at least twice. The killings would have been a response to the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran in July.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 80 and sunny in Pensacola this morning. Two Escambia County Public Schools employees are suspended after a student was found hiding in their apartment. The Escambia School Board voted on Tuesday to suspend Ariel Rice and Ashley Anderson without pay. They were arrested September 1st. The two were hiding a 14-year-old female student in their apartment. They thought she was being abused.
They were under the assumption or very sure that she had been abused, in their opinion.
PPD's Mike Wood says they wanted to protect the girl but didn't report that abuse through the proper channels. DCF is now investigating the abuse claims. Charges for not reporting the abuse were dropped, but the two are charged with interfering with custody of a minor. An arraignment has been set for tomorrow. A 53-year-old man is charged with trying to kidnap two kids in Escambia County last weekend. Deputies say those two kids were playing near the entrance to a trailer park at Flaxman and 57th when George Carpenter Jr. approached them and offered a six-year-old girl candy. He's then alleged to have grabbed that girl by the arm. She was able to get away. The girl's brother then told the man she didn't want his treats. Deputies say he grabbed the boy by the arm. He also got away. Carpenter Jr. was located nearby at a homeless camp. He remains in jail. Well, just seeing this, Florida-based Tupperware has filed for bankruptcy.
The company that makes the iconic plastic food storage containers released a statement Tuesday saying its financial position has been severely impacted by the challenging macroeconomic environment over the past few years. CEO Lorianne Goldman said filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy will allow Tupperware to pursue strategic alternatives to support its transformation into a digital-first, technology-led company. Tupperware became famous in the 1950s for its direct marketing strategy known as Tupperware parties, a business model that's been less popular in recent years. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. Yesterday, we learned the Fed is cutting interest rates by a half basis point. Now this, after they'd remained at a historic high since July, University of Central Florida economist Dr. Sean Snaith says it's an aggressive move, especially considering we have not yet reached the inflation target of 2%.
You know, this movement by the Fed obviously seems to suggest the committee thinks that the recession risks are higher perhaps than the risks of inflation reigniting. But I think we'll have to wait and see.
And Snaith says he would have preferred a bit more cautious of a cut. A Cuban rapper facing a road rage charge in South Florida, a video Crespo Retirita. He performs as Ovi, was charged yesterday with aggravated assault with a firearm. Florida Highway Patrol troopers say he pointed a gun at another driver after that driver honked at him after he had cut that driver off. Troopers say the victim caught the whole thing on video. Crespo Retirita was arrested on Tuesday. And, well, sad news. Andrew had it just a few minutes ago, but looks like the American Magic is now out of the America's Cup tournament. They needed two wins today against Italy, but they lost. the first race they had this morning, the Italian team, Luna Rossa, Prada Pirelli. Now, we'll move on to the finals. It's 8:35 at News Radio. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the traffic backup that's on I-10 eastbound. It's all the way backed up to Nine Mile Road. Seeing a little bit of time decrease on it, so I'd say 10 to 15-minute delay going from that area through Highway 29 and past the construction zone. East Burgess Road, both directions, east and westbound, are seeing some delays also. This traffic report brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have plenty of sunshine today with a high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping the sunny forecast around for that Friday, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Sunshine through the weekend, high on Saturday near 88, low near 72. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 80 degrees and sunny right now in Pensacola. We've got 75 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now today. The Dow's up 545 points, 42,048. The S&P up 86 points, 5704. The NASDAQ up 380 points right now at 17,954. There's a new survey out. Says a lot of remote workers are apparently doing their household chores while on the job. SurveyMonkey polling 3,000 full-time remote workers in the U.S. last month. They found nearly half of those who work from home are doing laundry and other items on their to-do list. About a third said they run errands while remote working, and others say they like to take a nap. I wonder if they did the survey while they were on the clock. Boeing is announcing temporary layoffs to thousands of employees. CEO Kelly Ortberg told employees Wednesday the furloughs will begin over the coming days. Those will happen on a rotating basis, with employees being off for 1 week every 4 weeks. And, well, we heard it just a few minutes ago, but Tupperware filing for bankruptcy. The company that makes the iconic plastic food storage containers released a statement Tuesday. They said their financial position has been severely impacted by the challenging macroeconomic environment the last couple of years. 8:37, your next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499, with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas, or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months, or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to combine with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Well, you heard David mention it there just a moment ago. We hadn't had a chance to talk about this yet today, but the vaunted, venerable company of Tupperware Home Parties is declaring bankruptcy. And it doesn't mean that they're going to go out of business. It does look like they're going to adapt maybe some new marketing strategies. There's some kind of hybrid if they're going to keep their sales force. I didn't know there were still people selling Tupperware. Okay, whatever. That gives me the pretext for my question of the day, which is this. 437-1620. What do you use for leftover containers? 437-1620, 437-1620. The weirder, the better. Tell me the things that you keep leftovers in your fridge. And by the way, if you want to weigh in and just say, I am too proud to have leftovers, sir. You can say that too. That's fine. I don't mind. Some people are like philosophically or morally opposed to leftovers. They don't believe in it, don't like it, think that it's wrong or something like that. I don't know. I was raised by a mom, a single mom, and her parents went through the Depression, so it gives me fits to throw anything away that he might potentially eat or use again in the future. 437-1620, 437-1620. What do you use to keep things in the fridge for leftovers? John, are you a Tupperware? Are you a Rubbermaid? Are you a used sour cream container? What are you?
I'm a Rubbermaid type person, but I like the ones with the lids attached.
Okay.
Because if you don't have the lids attached.
Lids attached?
Yeah.
I don't even know what this means. Like there's a flap to keep it so you can't lose it?
Yeah.
How do you wash it?
You just stick it in the washing machine. It washes.
Okay.
Right. I don't like
looking
for the lid tops and trying to match up shapes and colors.
There's no doubt that it's like getting losing socks in the dryer. Okay,
right.
Losing lid tops or bases, and then periodically you have to cull the herd a little bit, to get rid of the stuff that either you're not using or you don't have the matches for anymore. A42 on News Radio 92.3. What do you use to store things and store leftovers in? I don't think I own a single piece of Tupperware. I can remember vividly the. I think they were Tupperware, the old like orange and green containers. I mean, I can remember what that stuff all looked like, but I think we're kind of a mostly Rubbermaid now. I actually really like the ones they sell at Walmart. They're the clear or translucent bottom with the red top that comes in different sizes. Those are actually, again, they're great because they're stackable and they're super easy to use. And, you don't spend a ton of money on them, which is always an advantage to me. But I will pretty much put food in anything. So we have all kinds of containers in my house, and my wife does it every once in a while. You're not really going to use that, are you? Well, I use that one for when I don't finish the latte I made at home. You do what? Yeah. Well, it's a Starbucks glass container that you yeah, I do. So the whole range of containers for me, which if you know me enough and you had to guess, wouldn't you guess that, though? Wouldn't you think that's likely true of me? 840. John's like, oh, yes, for sure. 844 on News Radio 92.3. What do you keep leftovers in? Somebody says Pyrex. Ooh, high class, man. All right. Pyrex is really good for your, for cooking things in. And then, the big Pyrex pans, that's excellent stuff. That's the, high temper glass so that, it's safe for the oven. But also, Pyrex, I have two kinds of Pyrex in my house. One is for the measuring cups, and the other is for those glass baking pans. Somebody says I keep the leftovers in my stomach. That's a good answer. Saved to-go containers. And you know the best kind of to-go container? Chinese food.
We just had a caller say that.
Did they?
Yes.
And it's the, now I don't mean the little white, like fold down paper ones. Those, of course, are useless for anything. It's the, they started doing this maybe about 15 years ago or so, maybe 20 years ago. But the ones that are they're rectangular and the bottom is black and the top is transparent, and they come in a couple of different sizes. Oh, those are gold. Those are the best leftovers containers. They do break after a while. The tops break, but hopefully by then you've ordered a, you know, newer Kung Pao chicken, so you have a new container. Well done. So somebody called to say that. Okay, yeah. I love it. 437-1620. What's your what do you use for leftover containers in your fridge? And you can, and I guess it could be not in the fridge too. I mean, things that maybe don't need to be refrigerated, but most of it's going to be. So, you know, the weirder the better, okay? Because obviously the standard answers, we have all of those. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still watching the traffic on I-10 eastbound coming up to the Highway 29 construction zone. Going to see about a 10-minute delay. It's backed up all the way again until 9 Mile Road entrance, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we're rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. The question of the day is leftovers containers. Now that we've had Tupperware declare bankruptcy and what that means for the future, they're still going to be in business, I'm sure, under restructuring. But, you know, there's a lot of times when there's that first bankruptcy, you know, and that means that eventually there's no Radio Shack. Okay. That's often what this means, right? They're trying to avoid that, but oh, somebody else texted in, I use the Chinese food containers, right? The takeout containers for Chinese. Absolutely. And again, not the white paper, waxy paper ones. When somebody says glass only, like Pyrex. Well, the one advantage of something like a Pyrex is that you don't have the odor penetration of the rest of the, you know, the refrigerator. But most of your modern containers, they kind of avoid that problem. My favorite is a Chinese food container, the plastic ones. Absolutely. Only we really have a split. We have some people who are Pyrex only or glass only, and then other people who are like, man, I'll kind of use just about anything, but I especially like the Chinese food container. Rubbermaid and, of course, my Tupperware. Somebody else says, let's see, it really doesn't matter what we keep the leftovers in because they're getting thrown away after a few weeks when they go bad anyway. I would say, this is actually maybe an interesting question. What percentage of things you store as leftovers actually get eaten? Nobody's 100%, right? You always, some just outlast you, right? And then you throw it away. I'm probably about 80%, probably about 80, 85%. And actually one of the problems is my boys are really leftover averse, and I don't know how it happened. I feel like a great parenting failure on this. But I make, let's say, 6 servings of something, and I and the boys all eat it, so that's 4, so there's 2 left, and nobody wants to eat it, so I wind up eating the both of them. And over the years, that has contributed, let's just say, to all of this. 847 on News Radio 92.3, somebody says, I use sandwich bags. Can I tell you, I weirdly feel wasteful when I use a sandwich bag, because it feels like that costs money, whereas a container I can just wash doesn't cost money, even though I know it does cost water and soap and effort, you know, but I feel like if, you know, you got to really justify the Ziploc bag to me. But there are some things that are better in a Ziploc bag. I agree. Somebody says, I've used Tupperware, Rubbermaid lately, Whataburger orange bowls with lids that the chicken boneless wings come in. Oh, that's a repurposing win. I love that. Somebody says, leftovers are almost always better. All kinds of different storage containers. I mean, I do. I have olive jars, because some things you want glass for. So those of you who are like the Pyrex, I get you with the jars. Some, if it's got liquid, I don't want to put that in the Rubbermaid. Typically, I will use an old sour cream, you know, container a couple of times. Those are pretty good. Cool Whip container, somebody says. Okay, yeah. It's a little flimsy, but it'll work for your basic stuff. You probably wouldn't want to microwave that, but, you know, whatever. Somebody says Ziploc bags. Somebody here says, oh, my texting the program just went sideways on me. Depends. Sometimes Ziploc bags, storage containers, or aluminum foil. Yeah, I mean, depending on what it is, just a couple, like, let's say you can only eat half that steak, okay? You can wrap that up in aluminum foil, and then, of course, you don't want to, you know, microwave that, but you can put it on, put it in a pan and pan fry it back to temperature. That's good. It'll be done a little bit more than you like, but it'll still be good. I use the containers that Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite sold me years ago. Nice. Oh, that's good. Cracker Barrel to-go containers are excellent. Oh, does this, do you know this? I don't know what they, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in so many years. Do they have good to-goes?
Yes, they do.
Are they some variant on the black bottom, clear top, like circular is what I sort of halfway remember. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are
okay.
Right.
Okay, right, man, how do I know that? Because it's probably been a decade since I've been to a Cracker Barrel. No offense, it's great food. I'm just, you know.
Road trip.
Okay.
Okay.
Pyrex, I don't need the Chinese plastic leaching into my food. No Chinese drywall in my fridge. Yeah, I gotcha. Oh, and somebody sent me a picture of the old green and yellow and orange Tupperware. Oh, along with picture of the Rubbermaid. Very good. So that's a bilingual household, you might say. 437-1620. They're ambicontainerous. All right, I'm going to work on a better version of that. Press and seal is better than cling wrap. I like the spaghetti jar to use the unused spaghetti sauce back in it. Oh, yeah, same. As long as it's the glass and not the plastic so much. But sure, yeah, no, I agree with you. Ziploc bag, somebody says. Pyrex is elite upper class. Rubbermaid Chinese is us people that actually have to work for a living. That's, I would say, without offending anybody's gentle sensibilities, accurate. Let's see. Somebody says, I get about 75% of the leftovers eaten. That's a pretty good batting average, I would think, 75%. The box the pizza came in. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Then it's dried out. You got to put that in the Ziploc. You've got to, or saran wrap or something. Yeah, oh, man, you're eating, like, you know, pizza pucks. that's no bueno. I have a seal a meal. Oh, I've heard about those. Okay, pickle jars are great in a pinch. Agreed. We call those leftover food containers Southern Tupperware. Ah, I like that. I don't think I heard that. PJ, you want to weigh in on this at all? What do you keep your leftovers in, your stomach? Hey.
So those sandwich meat containers you can get at Walmart?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The ones that are kind of like the light blue on top often or the clear. Yeah. Like they're flimsy. The they're like Cool Whip, but yeah. they're good enough for storing something for a few times. Okay. I like that. That's good. And what percentage of your leftovers do you eat?
Probably about 80.
80? Yeah. Pretty good. John?
I'm at 82.
All right. See, we're all bragging. That's all good. 851 on News Radio 92.3. That was your frivolous topic for the day. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, is now the time? I don't know. It depends on your situation. Depends what you're trying to accomplish. It depends on what you believe the Fed cutting rates is going to do now or in the near or even semi-near future, right? So that's why you ask a good professional real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. What about the changes in the way commissions work? How's that affect things? What about the changes in insurance? I keep saying this because if you haven't kind of taken a look at buying or selling recently, then, man, this is a big deal. You know, you can't buy a home and you won't be able to get it financed unless you can insure it. And getting insurance means that you're going to have to make sure that the roof and the AC and the water heater all are within the parameters of what they'll allow. And it's becoming kind of standard for, you know, people to, that if you're going to sell a home, you may have to replace your roof, even though it's only a 5-year-old roof or an 8-year-old roof or the water heater, same kind of thing. So that may dramatically affect the financial equation in terms of what you're able to sell or buy for is just some of the things you never thought about because of home insurance. And the price of home insurance, let alone the replacement stuff. So these are all good questions to ask a good professional realtor like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 723-9158.
Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With 4 Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Today at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cap'n Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Maybe Slowpoke is pretty slow downstairs in the feet.
but he's pretty fast upstairs in the cabeza.
Good morning, 850 here, 55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You would think you'd be able to read a clock, Andrew. You'd think. Just odd little thing. Maybe this would be a conversation for us sometime, but when we go out paddleboarding, okay, and I'm talking to my wife because we are on the same paddleboard. I paddle, and sometimes she does. And we'll try to tell each other we've seen something. You know, we saw a dolphin. We saw a fish jump. We saw whatever. And, you know, it's hard to communicate, so we'll do, you know, clock points, right? Like, look at 2 o'clock, okay? Look at 3 o'clock. And it occurred to me the other day that that's not going to work for anybody under the age of what, 25, 30? Because they don't know that intuitively. What do you mean?
You're right.
You know, look at 2 o'clock. It's 11, Dad. What are you talking about? Like, the, you know, it's not even compass points, because compass points would be like, you know, 45 degrees or 90 degrees, whatever, you know, set your bearing. But so how do you tell a kid, look northeast? I don't know. It's
look to your right, look left.
Yeah, but that's not specific enough.
Well, they can get the general view. I've done that before.
We got to have faster results than that, John.
I know.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
All right, still seeing a little bit of a delay on I-10 eastbound. It's at least back to the Pine Forest exit, so just maybe a 5-minute delay through that. Also seeing delays at Highway 29 and 9 Mile at that Big Giant intersection, so be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
The Big Giant intersection.
I know. I like Don't that. You like yeah. the big yeah. word?
Yeah, sure enough. 437-1620. Passport renewal is now apparently fully available online, as long as you haven't, you know, even if your passport has expired within 5 years, then you can go online. The feds have made that possible, so that's a good thing. Also, a bit of a concern thing for me is that the Air Force is now putting the Ospreys back up in the air. They're deploying all of them over the course of the next couple of years. They've been readying them. Remember, they had the crash, the terrible crash. I remember we talked to you about the, it looks like the cause of the crash was sort of microscopic level flaws in the metal inside the gear system for the Osprey. And the problem is that once it starts to fail pretty quickly. And so they'd go through one chip indicator, two, because the chips are the pieces of metal that they're designed to collect. It's normal for engines to have some kind of mechanism to collect those or burn them off or whatever. Well, they get the chip alert, they get a second one, a third one, and that's when, you know, by the time they got the sixth one, that's when the Osprey went down. And so they've had this temporary restriction, and of course the Air Force, like Hurlburt flies these because of AFSOC over there. Air Force Special Operations Command uses those. Your air commandos use those. Navy, of course, uses Ospreys as well, as transit and other things. But anyway, back to the point, is that Air Force is putting them back up, but the chip indicators, we had this restriction where they were, I think it was 30 miles from a landing spot that they had in place, and we always thought that was such a weird... Well, it's because if you start to get chip indicators and you can get within... you got about 30 miles. If it's going to fail, you're going to get the 30 miles safely or whatever before it fails is kind of the idea. And they're saying that they're going to go back in the air with that same level of restriction. Like, if you get one chip indicator, then you're recommended to find a landing strip. 2 chip indicators, you're required to find a landing strip. And so they're only going to be able to fly within, like I said, I think it's 30 miles of where they can find a landing strip. Man, this does not give me great confidence. And by the way, the problem, you would think, how can they not fix this? Well, the problem is that apparently the parts are not available to be inspected. It's inside an enclosed system. And you even if you could look, you wouldn't necessarily be able to find it because it's microscopic flaws in the metal. And also, one of the theories around this is that the parts that fail burn up, so they aren't available to discover what the problem was in the parts that actually failed. So this can kind of have this theory, but we're not too sure. So I don't know, man. I understand that they're going to put safety, you know, as a top priority, and the military is saying that these things are safe, and I want to believe that, especially with the restrictions they've got in place. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm concerned. I am concerned that this platform has a significant enough manufacturing/design flaw in the clutch mechanism or in the engine that just, it worries me, the idea of putting our service members into these platforms.